Last Friday, you would have, and even if you didn't, something that you can listen to online as well. A call from Faslin, a Maitland resident who is very worried about the safety of children in the area after a grade 10 learner from Maitland Secondary School was knocked down and killed. Now, the school, if you've not been in the area, try and drive through the Maitland area to find it. Chances are you've been there, right? So, the school's in an area that sees many trucks making their way to and from a shipping container depot, and that's at the bottom of Station Road. To find out more on what they've done to try and make things safer, you are now joined by the headmaster, Ridwan Kenny. It still is a concern, and the concern is also that if it's a kid in Maitland getting killed, it seems less gets done than if it maybe were a kid in a richer neighborhood in Cape Town. Ridwan Kenny, thank you very much, sir, for your time.
Good morning, Tino, and good morning to the listeners.
Now, what are your major concerns?
Kino, I think you summarized it correctly in terms of the container depot and the entrance of the container depot being right past our school, Maitland Secondary School, as well as Cooper Primary School. Mm-hmm. And the two schools are adjacent to each other. And you know those trucks, they come from the harbor and they come down the N1 and they take the Cooper Road turn off and then they basically pass those two schools. Yeah. The concern is that when the ships come into the harbor, those trucks come in the hundreds, come down to the container depot, either to take goods or containers from the depot to the ships or from the ships into the container depots. And you know what happens is that sometimes those trucks line up along the side of the road in order to enter the container depot, and the line is sometimes as long as 500 meters of trucks. And it's those horse and trailer trucks. And very concerned is the fact that the roads are very narrow there, and especially in the afternoon when schools are out, and then you've got those learners from the primary school as well as the high school moving along the sides of the road. And this is exactly what happened last week, Wednesday, on the 14th, where school was out and learners were moving towards the station and to the bus and as well as to the taxis. And the truck took the turn from Royal Road into Station Road. And because they are these horse and trailers, and sometimes those trailers are very long, they sometimes pull two containers onto those trailers. And when they take a turn on a normal intersection, then the rear part of the trailer many a times cut across the pavement. And that is how, sadly, the child from our school was knocked down and subsequently died on the scene.
What can, you know, we talk about, Ridwan, there's always a discussion about a child. What can you tell us about this human being that was knocked over and killed?
Kino and listeners, sad to say that sometimes it is the good ones that go early. And this girl by the name of Bianca Rahima Ngoli, she spent the last 3 years at our school, joining the school at grade 8 level, being a very hardworking learner, excellent learner in terms of having been part of the Goodwood Wrestling Club. And I need to give acknowledgement to the Goodwood Wrestling Club. She was, in fact, a Western Province champion and was hoping to go up to Pretoria in July. And she was one, an academically very strong learner, very lovable learner. And, you know, over the last week when we had our memorial assembly, as well as the funeral service of the child was yesterday, and the way people and even children from our school spoke about the impact that she had on them. And it's sad that a child like that, and originally she is from Cameroon, and sad to say that the father, who's still in Cameroon, could not be here in Cape Town on time for the funeral of his daughter because he had to apply for a visa, and the application for the visa went in on Monday, and they said that they'll only be able to give him an answer today terms of whether the visa would be provided.
Now, Ridwan, thanks for sharing that with us.
It is our pleasure.
A very quick one here. Who was there first, the school or the container yard?
The school was there before the container yard, I need to say that.
And, you know? Yes, yeah.
I just wanted to say that, you know, we had great support from the SAPS as well as the emergency services. And I can also just give credit to the City of Cape Town Traffic Department as well as the Western Cape Education Department Safe Schools Program. They've come aboard and they said that we're going to sit together and we're going to work on a road safety plan for that particular area. And we're extremely grateful for the City of Cape Town. In fact, they contacted us, the school, in order to say to us that they are going to partner with us and see what is there.
When did they contact you? After that call into our show?
No, it was the very next day after the girl was knocked down.
Okay, so if the city, at least the city has come forward and they said, okay, we're going to look at this, we're going to work on this. So Redwan, yes, that is at least, you know, it's a very, very, very thin little silver lining on a very, very dark cloud, because losing a child is never a good thing. But thank you so much for your time, Redwan Kenny, the headmaster at Maitland Secondary. Maybe you'd like to call in and talk about your experiences with, you know, that Maitland area and trucks, and maybe you've got some suggestions as to what you think should be done there. 021-446-0567. Next up, I told him he'd be commissioner. Didn't listen, but now he is.